All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Media Munchies Podcast. I am back, I am here, and I am with the OG guest. No, okay, I know Nate's the OG guest, but like...
Yeah, Nate is
the OG. True, from the first episode. But I just mean like the OG, like... you're part host, you know what I'm saying? You're brethren, you're broski. So... Put your hands together. Give us a round of applause. I don't know why. I've never asked for a round of applause before. That was a lot. But a round of applause for...
Why do you love me so much? Did you miss me?
Yes, I did. I was gone for a while, and we were also gone from the podcast.
Oh.
Seriously.
I missed my brother.
And too. I'm so glad to have her back on the podcast. You've already heard her voice. It is...
Gauri Srivasu.
Woohoo! The legend. And we are here during Capricorn season,
oh,
right?
God.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so they had to bring me back.
Yeah,
they
had
to.
Because we're here to discuss Capricorns. One specific Capricorn named Zayn. It's not the album anniversary because... You know,
we couldn't like meet during that time.
No, I think the album anniversary was like December. During school. So that's why record it. Yeah. We were like,
during shady ass exam time.
Yeah, those exams were shady. And like, I don't think we could have recorded this then. But now we are recording it. It's still Capricorn season. We're going to post it during Capricorn season because Zayn is a legend. And
Capricorn King.
Yeah, Capricorn King.
With some... Terrible mistakes.
Some terrible mistakes, yes. I do agree. Including not saying anything for 1D's 10th anniversary, but, you know, we forgive and forget here sometimes. Yeah, okay. But we're here with his album, his iconic album, Icarus Falls. And I just want to tell the history of how we got to listening to Icarus Falls. We were big fans of Mind of Mine, you know. In the ditch.
Ditch you do.
Yes, which
I never
is...
said in the ditch you do.
Yeah.
I would stand by those words.
It's from Fool for You. Just listen to the part where he says the things you do and you'll know what we're saying. Just saying.
Zayn! Enunciate!
Absolutely. I could not agree more. That is going to be a theme of this one. But however, getting to that, we were fans of Mind of Mine, right? And we... had listened to it separately, you know, when it came out. Gauri was in India, I was here, I was a 1D stan, she was not a 1D stan.
But it
was
still like, liked it for reasons.
Yeah, and like, I had heard Icarus Falls once before, when it first came out. I was like, okay, this is pretty good. But then I never like followed up, listened to the songs like ever again, to be honest. And then because I was like, oh, there's some that are like not good in here. I'm not like the biggest Zayn stan, so I didn't want to go back. But then we wanted to try it out. We wanted to see, like,
yeah, because I'd never got the urge to
listen to it. Yeah.
Yeah, before I just listened to Mind of Mine, found a good few 2-3 songs and was like, I'm done. Zayn's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's totally fair, you know.
But,
however,
yeah, it intensified with you.
The vibe changed. We got a little switch up when we heard Icarus Falls. You see, we listened to the first couple songs. We were like, eh, nothing special. But then we got along to a couple of straight up jams. Icarus Falls has gems. And let me tell you, gems. They are gold. They're golden.
Treasure,
absolutely. And we both love them.
Yeah. Also, we've heard this album so many times by now.
This was our album of 2020, straight up. Would you say?
Yeah.
Okay. 100%. But yeah, we're going to go through the songs. This is going to be an album review, yada, yada, yada. That was like a long, complicated way of getting to there. But we got there.
Yes, we did.
But we're going to change it up because Gauri had a genius idea, which was... to shuffle the songs.
Yeah, because I can't live that structured life. I just can't, okay? My fire sign is like, screw Capricorn season right now.
Yeah, and that's totally valid as an Aries moon, of course. But I also like that idea because I like the element of surprise. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That when a song we like comes up, we're like, oh, or a song we don't like comes up, we're like, ooh. You yeah. know what I'm saying? But
also, it's really fun.
It is fun. And I have some notes. Gary has Google.
I have
Google. And yeah, we're going to go through each song, but on shuffle this time. And we have ratings, rankings, all that shiz. So, do you want to get started?
Yep.
About to hit that shuff. So the first song is Back to Life, which is so funny because we were just singing it.
Mm-hmm.
Bring me back. Okay.
Bring me back to life.
Yeah. Now,
basic lyrics.
The lyrics are basic. I really liked the intro to it. Not just, you know, his singing at the beginning, but I like his verse. Okay. Oh, okay. Do you have the lyrics? Could I see the lyrics? Because I like the lyrics in the verse, to be honest. I don't like the chorus because all the choruses bring me back to life. It's just like, But I like the very first verse because he alludes to Icarus. He says, I've been flying so long, can't remember what it was like to be sober. First of all, hell yeah, hi. Second of all, I like I've been flying so long. And to be honest, it reminds me of a certain song that I wrote for my band. Westbound Lake. You might have heard of us. And
they're great. Groupie.
The song was like the Icarus vibe, right? People write songs about Icarus all the time. I don't know why that's the myth people write about, but like, I kind of get it, to be honest.
I've written about Icarus.
Yeah. Oh, that's so true.
Come on.
Icarus, like, if you're a poet and you haven't written about Icarus, like, you need to step up the game.
Just a little bit.
So yeah, I wrote a song about Icarus. And more about that later, actually. Well, I'll get back to that. But I like all that's going on in the first verse, and I like the vibe because it's kind of like, doom.
So it's connecting to Icarus and you like it.
Yeah, and that's what I like about it. However, I just don't like where he goes with the chorus. I don't know what it is about it. It just didn't stand out to me. I thought he was going to pop off a bit more, maybe. I don't know.
Capricorn Kings be deserved as fuck.
Yeah, absolutely.
They will not let you peek in.
No.
That's what he does all the time, though.
But the thing is, there's a lot of songs where he does pop off. This was not one of them. And yeah, what do you think?
I have reasons why I can't give this a low one.
I know. And I understand personal connections to songs, except I have no feelings. I'm an earth sign. I'm just like, chop, personal connections. I don't know those. So I don't rate by personal connections, but I respect you for doing so.
Okay. So basically, I think the lyrics are very basic. Yes, you're right. The first verse is as good as it gets. But then I'm like, hey, knock, knock, let me in. Knock, 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 where is
absolutely.
You? Like, what? Huh? Zany.
Zany.
So, yeah, this is like personal reasons included. It's like an 8 without having any personal attachment. It's like probably a 5.
Oh my god.
Zane has written better songs. Well, Mind of Mine, what legend.
Can I just say Luke is Aid from Mind of Mine? That's all.
Can I say Rareview?
Oh, Rareview, good. I give it a 6, which is good. It's between 5 and 8. You know what I'm saying? So if you condense it, you know. I mean, we don't have to agree, but just like, yeah, Back to Life is pretty basic. It's good. Like, I know we were just singing it. But I just really, something really is missing for me. I want to go through these a bit quicker.
Yeah.
Okay, so next song is Entertainer. Oh my god.
10?
10.
10.
Perfection. And this is very early on for me to give a 10, but however, it is on shuffle. And Entertainer is just like everything I need.
This is the gem you find when you dig deep.
But the thing is, this song was popular, so maybe people
was
didn't.
It?
Yeah.
Like the one in this that was really like popular was probably
Dusk Till Dawn, probably.
Yeah.
And
I didn't even know this. Like, I have a pretty basic.
I know. But Entertainer, I know, was like one of the first singles or something, and it was out there. However, I don't know. Part of me thinks this is like
a popular song.
Not popular, but like,
come on. This Zayn's popularity is not like,
oh no, it's not the same as it used to be, definitely. Pillow Talk was big.
That was garbage.
Yeah, it was kind of garbage.
True garbage.
It just sort of had no feeling, didn't it?
Sometimes I do feel sad for my boy because I think he doesn't sell out because he's like a private lowlife and shit. And
but then you remember he does sell out sometimes.
in a big way with his art. And then I'm like,
we're so mean. We're so mean.
Zayn, why, baby? Zayn-y.
We love Zayn, but...
It's you know, when you love somebody, you can also see their faults.
Yeah. It's fine. But it's okay.
We still stand.
And a lot of these songs, especially Entertainer, which we give a 10, straight up.
Yep.
I'm making a Hannibal AMV to this song, and it's going to be good. So hopefully that will be out soon. I don't know when I'm going to finish it, to be honest. Because Entertainer, I like it lyric-wise so much. I just love how he sings so smoothly. Like
anything that falls out?
Falls out?
Yes. For you.
Stands out.
Calls out.
Calls out.
Falls out. Falls out of the song.
Icarus.
Falls.
Icarus falls. Yeah, exactly.
Falls out.
That took me a second. What was I saying? Yeah. Anything that stands out. I just love his attitude, to be honest. It's a very Capricorn-like attitude. Like, he has got you. He can see, when you need me the most, I'll turn you down. Boom. He's gonna, like, get ya.
Yeah. It's basically classic Capricorn behavior.
Yeah. Entertainer, I said 9.5, but I'm revising it to a 10, to be honest.
It's a 10.
It's one of my favorite on the album.
Come on.
And I'm gonna be sometimes I reserve the 10s for, like, my one favorite song. To be honest, I'm gonna give it out to a few, because there's so many songs on this album. There's 28, which...
To be exact.
No, 29. Wow. So, we're gonna go to the next one.
Yes.
Next one is... Let me show you what the next one is. Girl, you know you still got time.
Girl, you got still got time. Okay, wow. I'm giving that a 3.
Which is very harsh, to be honest. I really like the melody. I like the boom, 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 boom. Like, I don't know what that is. Like, maybe it's a sample.
It's the most basic-ass song. I feel like at this point, when he was writing this album, he's just like, oh my god, I need to fill shit in.
Kind of the lyrics are
it's
bad.
So you can
this
see how...
This could be something if you let it be. Like, we don't care. But... At the same time, I like the melody.
You were harsh to Harry in ways I didn't understand.
I know. And it's not that I'm
super
harsh. It's
just I just expect more because he has better music. It's like there's zero effort. I can feel him being tired in the song, literally.
That's fine. And I can feel him being tired in Fingers. But we'll get to that.
Stop being mean to Fingers, okay?
I feel like it's flipped with us, the opinions. Yeah. But I gave Still Got Time a 6.5. But what did you give Still Got Time?
23.
3.
3.
And you're sticking by that?
I'm being very honest.
Okay. That's fine. Honestly, respectable.
It's so basic. There's zero effort.
The next song is Too Much. And right now I'm forgetting, like, what it sounds like. How does it go?
Which one?
Oh, must be an addiction. Wanted it all. So basic. Great that Timbaland is featuring on your song. But...
I don't know who this is. Which one is it? I don't even know. This is the one thing that I don't
too
even...
Too much.
that's how this song is. Yeah. It's unmemorable. Basic. And also, like, what? No effort.
Are so mean to some of these, but I promise that you will get to ones that we love. 3, oh my god. Oh,
you
my
have
god.
To be honest.
You're so harsh on him. You're so harsh. I give it a 5.
What is wrong with you?
Oh my gosh.
God.
I don't think I went below 5. Okay. But maybe I should have. I don't know. I was harsh on Harry. I was harsh on Harry because he is my boy and Zayn is your boy, so you're harsh on him. In ways that I cannot be.
But I'm not harsh on him. I'm just... I just expect more.
Well, okay.
Quality effort.
That is fair. I feel like the same thing happened, though, with me and Harry. If three's your final answer, we can go on.
We're going
on. Natural. What are your thoughts on natural? I would say it's kind of bad. It did grow on me a little bit, to be honest. It did grow on me, like, a tiny bit.
I would say this is a...
Like a force of nature.
Like a four.
Like a... Oh. I gave it a 5. I think 5 is just my, like, when to say it's bad.
When we come together. What are you saying? Like...
Does he mean when we come together?
No.
Is it... I'm just wondering. I said was come, okay?
Oh my god.
It's okay. I gave it a 5. It's just not the best. Lyrics are basic, as we said. It's going to get repetitive eventually if we keep saying lyrics are basic, but it's the tea.
Yeah, and it's just, the song, just maybe the musical part wouldn't have been so bad. Like, just with no lyrics, and he put it out in the album. It's fine. Why did he have to do this? This half-assed work? Like, I love Zayn, but sometimes he gets lazy. And I relate, but why? Why?
One thing is just...
Capricorns don't do that.
About the album in general, I think he was trying to overachieve and put out, like, as many songs as he could. And he didn't need to do that if he had shortened it a little bit. But I get it. Maybe he couldn't pick, whatever. I respect his artistic choices, but at the same time, we're here to criticize it. And, here's the usual disclaimer, you know. This is just my opinion, blah, blah, blah. Because, you know...
We're no professionals.
We're no professionals, and...
What the fuck do we know about making a record?
Exactly. Zayn is king.
Zayn is king.
In conclusion. What was this, natural? What would you give natural?
I told you.
Oh, yeah. Four. Like a 4.
Like a 4.
Some nature.
Like a force.
Nature. I gave it a 5. Next song, All That. Why are we getting so many to insult right now?
Okay, because...
All that.
You don't give me all that.
You're so right. Oh my god. We are on fire today.
He's bad, though. This is a bad song. This is a solid...
All I said was, eh.
Is an understatement. It's like...
I think it's kind of like, like, it's kind of got, like, this sexy feeling, but, like, it's still basic as hell. I can't remember a single lyric.
What is that?
I gave it a 6.5.
Zayn, the one song you could have made sexy, you didn't.
Yeah, no.
Because you had the precious, precious lyrics, but then you didn't enunciate, and you didn't, like, pair it with the right music. And then you lost a gem. But I found it. I will still give it a high rating. I will.
What will you give All That?
I will give All That a...
You can give it all that. What?
You kid me.
Will I? What? What do you give? A 3! Oh my god.
I don't even want to say...
She did not give it all that. Wow.
I did not give it all that. Because it doesn't give me all that.
Absolutely. That's absolutely valid. I'm going to find a song that we actually like, hopefully. No, it's not. It's actually Let Me. Let Me Be Your Man. So I Can Love You. Kind of basic, to be honest.
Why are we getting these songs back to back? Okay.
I promise, soon. But I did give it a 6.5. And I said it high key grew on me. Because it kind of did. At first I was like,
This is basic. This is like your man from the Webster.
Oh, Down With Webster. See, I like that song. But that's just because Down With Webster rules.
Yeah, but Zayn, no.
Zayn, no.
This is a 4. This is a 4 because he tried so hard.
Yeah.
And failed miserably. He's like, no, I'm going to give you my true feelings. And then he's like, no. I'm going to make you think that I want these feelings. But no. I'm faking it so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And It's a 6.5.
Like, I can see him. And the lyrics are basic. I can see him being like, notice a pattern? He's literally like, I feel the exact opposite of everything I'm saying in this song.
Yeah, I see it.
Can you see that? Like, I can feel it in the song. So, this is a four for me.
I believe it. The next song is Talk to Me.
Okay, this is an okay song. It grew on me.
Yeah, exactly. This is an okay song, and it did grow on me as well. I gave it a 7 because it's hype and fun. I have a good time when I listen to it.
5.
You are so harsh on your boy. I cannot believe you gave it at least a 6.5.
You know
before.
There are songs where I get my boy and I stand up. It's just because I don't relate.
Talk to me, let's go deeper. Come on.
To me, I told you I have like personal drama. I'm just like, no, let's just not talk right now.
Oh my God.
Let's just, I tell you.
Repression. Yes.
Yes.
We love it.
We love repression. Also, that's it's a Capricorn fine. Thing.
I kind of vibe with it, to be honest. And I don't know why. I gave it a 7.
I see where you're coming from. It's not too bad. I'm just harsh because I expect more.
That's fine. If you want to give it a 5.
I give 10s where you don't give 10s. So.
Oh, yeah. We'll see later. So. The next song, though, do you want to know what it is?
Yes.
I don't mind.
10. 10? 10.
Can you believe us? We're going from 4s to 10s. That is what this album is truly like.
It's a roller coaster ride.
It really is. But I Don't Mind is so good. It is our song. Like, we sing it all
Capricorn
the time.
King
when do we sing it?
I don't know when I don't sing it.
Yeah, exactly. All the time. Got your back, I'm on your side. I don't mind. You can tell me your lies. I don't mind. Like, what's that one lyric we sing? Okay, I just remembered the lyric we sing. Whenever anyone says issue, we always say, I'll never grow old when I'm with you. Because the lyric is, don't want to spend time on the issue. And so it's like, this song just comes up in everyday life. And I love it. And it's also like such a vibe. I will vibe and I will dance to this song till the day I die. We love it. I don't mind it.
I don't mind it. And I don't mind it so much that I love it. Okay.
Exactly.
I think this is the true essence of a Capricorn in one song. How they're able to trap people because of this attitude.
Oh, yeah. The attitude in I Don't Mind is like, boom. It's like, I don't care, brah. You can do whatever you want. You a snaky snake, but you know what?
You don't affect me.
You don't affect me. King moment.
King moment.
He does mumble because we had to look up It's Lit, You Can't Put It Out. Because we're like, what's he saying?
Yeah.
But it is a king moment.
Yeah.
And I do give it a 10.
Zayn really doesn't enunciate. It's not his forte. His forte is to
Yeah.
And he tries also so hard.
He tries
I will show
so bad.
You.
Yeah. Absolutely. The next one is Icarus Interlude. And now, Icarus Interlude is a very interesting one. And I first want to start off by talking about my song that I was talking about before. I was going to call it Icarus Interlude because it was the Icarus vibe and it was about an interlude. And I was like, oh, the two eyes, you know what I'm saying? And then Icarus Falls came out. Like, I kid you not, homies.
Zayn stole
my brainwaves somehow. Like, I'm not saying he stole, obviously, but it's just so interesting that the same idea came up. You can ask Nate, too, because I was like, hey, I'm thinking about calling this song Icarus Interlude. And then, yeah, but I haven't named it fully yet. And obviously, now I'm not going to call it Icarus Interlude.
You can't.
Zayn stole it. Zayn stole it from me. He actually asked
me, you
know.
Stole the brainwaves.
Exactly. But Icarus Interlude, I love. The only difference between my song and Icarus Interlude is that Icarus Interlude is a long song. And Nate pointed this out to me the other day. He was like, an interlude should be a shorter song, but this song is like one of the longest on the album. So what is with that? You know what I'm saying?
And maybe I was like, he's challenging
norms
in his own Capricorn way.
In his own way, in his own Capricorn way. Sure.
As much as he can diplomatically do.
Yeah, I support it because honestly, Icarus Interlude is such a good song. I like the vibe so much. It's got this mysterious vibe.
What There's did I one give it? Song that I, the one line that I like, mm-hmm. That I pointed it out to you. Get the bees coming in for the honey.
Yeah.
You capitalist sellout.
Yeah. You've got the bees coming in for the honey.
You hurt me.
Also, listen to this song High and you'll vibe. That's the tea on that. Do you give it a 10?
No,
8. 8! Okay, 9.
It's an 8. Come on. Look at the lyrics.
You don't like the lyrics?
At the end.
What? I've been lying to the liars? Best lyric. Oh my god, I almost forgot to say that.
Oh, yes.
I've been lying. Somebody pointed it out and they were like, the liars could be One Direction. And that was the funniest thing I've ever seen. But I was thinking maybe it's also like management or something. Like, I don't know. Who are the liars? Who's to say, Zayn? And also that's very Capricorn. Just saying.
Yeah, I like that he's being authentic in that one line. He's like, oh, sneak peek. I have feelings.
Yeah.
And then he goes right the fuck back, so...
I'll give it a 9, maybe 9.5, maybe 9. Who knows? This is it's a mystery. That's fine, yeah.
I was going to originally give it an 8.
Okay.
But I do like this song a lot, Stan.
The next song is Good Guy. And let me tell you, he did it before Billie Eilish. Boom.
Okay. So Billie Eilish can...
No. It's not nothing. Good. It's nothing compared to Zayn, Good Guy.
Zayn, king ass moment. Tens across the board.
Absolutely tens across the board. I love it so much. It's got this like.
This, according to me, would be like a popular song.
I don't think it was popular at all.
Really?
Yeah, and it's a pretty short song too. It's only like 2 minutes. Like, I wouldn't imagine hearing this on the radio because it.
I like this song a lot.
It's short and sweet, and he gives it, like, he creates this character, you know, the bad guy. I'm a bad man. And it feels like he's really...
I'm gonna do all I can.
Exactly.
Yeah, so this is a 10?
Yeah, to be honest, it is.
This is a 10.
There's not much more to say, to be honest.
It's legendary. You should listen if you haven't heard.
Yes. The next song is You Wish You Knew. I love this song.
10.
This might be controversial because it, to be honest, like the chorus at first annoyed me. It was like, you wish you knew. And I was like,
he's a bit too cocky.
Like, and he's really repeating this a lot. But just the chorus, just listen to it. It's like, yeah, some of the songs will grow on you. But I love You
Wish You Knew. Also, the lyrics is
sassy.
So hot.
Like, I'm the one you wish you knew.
Usually, yes. I'm not somebody who's okay with...
with that overconfidence, especially in a man.
Yeah, but then there's sometimes when you're like, okay, you know, there's enough reason why.
Yeah.
Because your song is nice.
Yeah. If he was singing You Wish You Knew on Too Much, we would say no.
No. He would shut that shit down.
Yeah. It grew on me majorly, and I would give it a 9, to be honest.
And give it a what?
10. Valid.
10.
Next song is Sour Diesel. Okay, now, it's perfect for medium munchies, because Sour Diesel is weed, if y'all didn't know.
It's a strain of weed.
And I like it, to be honest. Tell us about the lyric that you find interesting.
Which one? I don't know which one you're talking about.
You do know which one I'm talking about.
Do I? I'm going to look it up.
Sour Diesel. When we were listening to it before, you said it was interesting.
Oh, yeah, I know which one.
Yeah, you know which one?
I'm taking off like the rocket.
Okay, and I do agree with you on that one because... What does that mean, Zayn?
That's literally all I can think of, and I'm like, Zayn, please, why?
Please, we don't need to know about taking off like a rocket.
I get that stress is a thing. But really, you don't have to deal with it in those ways.
Well, you don't need to tell us, you know? Everyone deals with it in those ways sometimes.
Logan.
Who knows what I'll delete? I gave it an 8. I like Sour Diesel a lot. I have a great time listening to Sour Diesel, dancing to it.
Lyrics are basic, according to
me. Lyrics are not the best, but I feel like it's not even the
there's
feature.
There's no thought into it. Like, you know, when you, oh when God. You, even if sometimes people are like, okay, you give me sellout lyrics, but they put their own twist to it in the song and then make it their own or make, like, show yeah. some part of themselves. But, like, the song, I'm just like, Zane, I don't see you, dude. You're just like...
I see what you mean. It's just that this one, I feel like he really changed it up with the melody. You know, the first couple songs in the album that are basic, like Let Me, Natural, Back to Life, I feel like they're too similar in melody, but Sour Diesel, he changed up the melody and sort of added a twist on that in that sense.
Right.
So because of that, I wasn't really, I don't pay attention, too much attention to the lyrics. And from what I appreciate of it, it is an 8. But I see what you mean. If
yeah,
you don't appreciate
it. Not too much. Not in my head.
What would you give it?
It's like a 7.
That's fair.
If I'm feeling super generous, I'd give it like a 7.5.
Yeah, it'd be like that sometimes. But what about this next one? Satisfaction.
That's a 10.
Yeah, to be honest, it is. Where
also, Capricorn moment. This song?
Absolutely.
That's just Capricorn.
It's so dramatic. It is so dramatic. It has got the vibe.
You get to see the insides for once.
Yeah, exactly. And this is what I expect the insides of a Capricorn to be like, to be honest.
Yeah.
Dramatic.
Dramatic.
Because all earth signs are...
Be dramatic.
Dramatic, I admit. And
that's what you get along with fire signs, because you get the drama. You get the yeah. drama. Get the drama, earth, drama, drama.
To be honest, earth signs pretend they're like, we're above fire signs. No, no, no. You aren't. You have drama, but it's just going on inside your head, sweetie. Just because you don't express that out loud. Just saying.
That's just how all
Capricorns
are.
And when you have an Aries moon, but an earth sign, you will understand that there needs to be earth sign, fire sign, unity. There really does. We can conquer the world.
Thank you, brethren.
Props. Boom.
Boom.
Yeah, satisfaction, 10.
10. 10s across the board. Great lyrics, great work, great music,
yeah.
great everything. Perfect harmony.
Yes. Scripted? Scripted.
10.
That's okay. We can all have opinions.
Oh my God, are you going harsh on my boy now? Come on. Talk
it's
to me about it.
Scripted, the melody doesn't stand out at all. I love the lyrics. It's great. And I said, how do you follow satisfaction? I love the background music. I like how it sounds like a clock that's like boom, boom. Like, you know, I think it is good. It's just not my favorite song. And because of that, I gave it a 7. It don't matter.
As a Capricorn.
Yeah, as a Capricorn moon.
Not as a moon, just as a Capricorn. Because sometimes I feel like I become a full-on Capricorn
oh my
and suppress
God.
The Leo.
Wow, that is a lot
that's a
to
lot.
Admit.
That's a lot
in
to
Capricorn
admit.
Season.
It is, but it's true.
Yes?
Now's the good time, actually. But the thing about this is, it shows the trauma.
Yeah.
Trauma of... Like, communication, of not being able to communicate. And it's great, because for
yeah.
once, Zane is not like, bitch.
Bitch.
I'm not going to let you in.
Oh, yeah,
he's
yeah.
like, no, the door is wide open.
Yeah.
Come on in.
I feel like satisfaction and scripted both, like, go there.
Yeah, they both go, and I like both of them. The thing is, I don't expect artists to be dishonest, especially Zane.
Yeah.
But finally, it's like, oh God, you tortured me with so many bad songs. And like
yeah,
one
yeah. Open up,
pick.
Homie.
Thanks for opening up.
Yeah, it's just not my favorite, so I do give it a 7.
What the fuck? That's harsh.
Oh, well.
What about an 8?
No.
Why?
No. Nah.
Why doesn't it make it 8 material? What is it lacking?
I don't know. I literally don't know. I feel like it's just lacking, like... No, I do like the background music in the chorus. Okay, I might reconsider, maybe. I'll let everyone know if we reconsider. I'll write it in the description of this video. How about that?
Okay. If you made it this
mind.
Far.
Yeah.
All of you, like, claps.
Claps. And the next one is Good Years. Which, I'm crying right now. It's really sad.
But it's an 8.
If it's really about, like...
One Direction.
I don't know.
Which I really hope it's not. I feel sad because you didn't waste your good years, but maybe it's about a relationship. Who knows? Either also, way, it's sad.
Also, I just understand the feeling.
Yeah.
Especially like when he's like, this part, I'd rather be anywhere,
yeah.
anywhere
but here. I'd rather be anywhere but here. Yeah.
I feel that. I feel that on the regular. And I felt that in every corner of every world. So it's like...
Depression.
Depression. Yeah, it is that. But also that like feeling of being a nomad, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
In a way. So like, I get it.
Yeah.
I get the trauma. So
yeah.
I like it. I'm obviously biased because I relate it to other things.
Well, yeah, it's fine.
But that's an 8 for me.
I gave it a 7.5. Like, it's basically the same.
7, 8.
The next song is Flights of the Stars. Do you know this one?
Go to Armageddon.
Okay, good. I got
you.
Yes.
I got you, boo.
I got you.
I got you.
I gave it an 8 too. Oh my 8. God! I didn't even know what you would give it. Because to be honest, no, something about it just feels different from all the basic ones. It feels actually the most genuine, like, you know how he has love songs where he's like, let me be your man? Like, but, like,
he's being honest here.
I really feel like this one is a bit more authentic. And I think the vibe in general is better, but more well done. I wish I could say things about music, but that's life.
It is life. But honestly, this is good. This is one of Zayn's good work.
Yeah.
Because you can see the effort, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Honestly, there's effort and thought and authenticity.
Yeah, I believe it too.
So, 8, 9.
Yeah, I give it an 8.
When I'm feeling generous, 9.
Yeah. Rainberry?
10.
10. Straight up 10.
10.
Rainberry is like the hype song that no, like, this will get you hype in a way that you didn't know you needed.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense, but like the song is really just like pump up.
It's like, pump up, but the things he's saying are so sad. And
oh,
he's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm literally on my knees and begging.
Yeah.
And you're like, yes, yes, go for it. Beg.
It's such an interesting combination of the lyrics and the...
Yeah. He's being honest.
I feel like it's another Capricorn vibe, too.
It's a big Capricorn vibe. And I really like the whole rain berry part, because I always imagine it
you with, like, the berries.
The rain and the berries.
Aww.
Like, the rains of the spring, and it's nice. Because I heard it then, and it was really...
That's so true.
It was really nice. I like the mesh with the weather.
Yeah. I'll give it a 10, straight up.
Yeah, Rain Berry's good. It's a 10. It's a 10. The lyrics are great, authentic. He's great, amazing. Capricorn King moment.
Dusk Till Dawn. 2. Did you just say 2?
I have to be honest.
I would have to give it, like, pretty low. I think this one might be my lowest, because I didn't really listen to this one because I was like, I know it's from a soundtrack. And then I listened to it and I was like, this is very soundtracky. And I don't like Sia. If you want to know why, just look up Sia and her latest controversy will come up. I don't feel like talking about it. It's very soundtracky. That's all I have to say about it. And I'd give it a 4, which is my lowest score.
Well, mine's a 2 and it's for this song.
Wow. We're not fans. We're sorry, not. People.
Sorry. It's just mainstream, sellout.
Yeah.
And it's like saying, where is your soul? But also...
It's gone.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is taking off like the rocket.
It really is.
But yeah, I would have liked better quality in music.
Next song, Common.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. There ain't nothing common about us.
There is nothing common about me and this song.
There's nothing. Yeah, nothing in common. No.
Nothing.
No.
There ain't nothing common about us.
It's been stuck in my head for a while. And actually, when I wrote this, it was actually near exam season. And it was stuck in my head, like, during exams. It kind of sucked. I was doing exams and I was thinking, there ain't nothing common about us. Maybe that's why I was, like, dying, you know? But I gave it a 5.5 because it grew on me like a little tiny bit, but not much at all.
It didn't grow on me. I get that it's catchy, maybe.
Like, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But it's not for me.
What would you give it? 4. That's fine. Yeah. I honestly...
I was going to give it a 3, but I was like, I'm being too harsh on this boy. I gave yeah, it yeah. 2, and then I can't follow it up by a 3. But
wow.
In all honesty, it would have been a 3.
The next song is Imprint. I love it. We can leave an imprint.
10.
Okay, Imprint does not get a 10 for me.
It's such a Capricorn moment. Why yeah. are you so... Why are you being this way?
Imprint is 7.5. And I just said I low-key love it. I don't know why I didn't give it an 8. It's just, it doesn't hit
it's a 10.
Me in a certain way. I don't know.
Girl, you took 2 minutes out of
okay,
my
I sound
life,
bad.
But who told you? I'm with it, I need you.
I don't want him back. I don't know.
Come on.
No,
it's
I can't
10.
Change it.
It's a 10. It's just this one lyric. I'm like, oh, he was being so honest.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, I'm nutting. Zane.
I can't explain why I don't like it as much as some of the others. 7.5.
Imprint's good. It's a 10 for me. I told you, I'm harsh and...
Yeah.
I have a weird rating system.
I think I need some fresh air. Yeah, I think...
Because I can't take this song now.
Did you say 3?
Yeah,
I gave it a 6.5 because there's... I said there's kind of a vibe there. It could grow on me, but I just feel like the energy is missing. I just wish he would pop off a little bit, but he does not at all in this song.
When you think about needing fresh air, you could go so many different places as a person. You could go about the scenery. You could go about running. You could go about anger, frustration. You could also
now,
go
now
about
Now he's just
peace.
Talking about it.
Yeah, you could go about peace. Literally anything. Just the color. Difference in colors. Like, what the fuck was that, Zane?
I don't think you
need some fresh air? Yes, I know. I know you're feeling pressure. That's literally yeah. why you need fresh air. I get it. We all feel it. Give us more. Like, what is this no effort?
Oh my god.
Why are you doing this? I don't like people being inauthentic. I really feel like this is another song where he's just like... Oh, I have to fill something in.
Ooh, filler queen. She's a filler queen.
She is a filler queen.
Yeah, that was fresh air. 6.5.
3.
No candle, no light. Okay. No candle, no light. And, okay, I love you, Nicki Minaj. Sometimes I don't... I'm not going to insult Nicki Minaj here on this podcast. She's not my queen, but...
But she's your queen.
She's good... But this just was not it. I don't know why they had to have that electronic music. After you start off...
electronic music.
You start off and you're like, okay, this is fine. And you're like, oh, this is hype. And then once you get to after the chorus and it's like... No. I did not need it. It really was just not the vibe that I wanted, especially not... Like, I know Nicki Minaj does that in some of her older songs, but no, I don't need that. I just want her to drop some, like, verses, you know? Like, rap. Yeah. I wish she had done that more on a Zayn song, you know? It would have been a good addition.
Yeah, and also I feel like Zayn took too much control of this creative collaboration and Zayned all over it.
Zayned all over it. But it doesn't even feel like a Zayn song either.
No, but Zayn was, like, really into electronic music at some point.
Oh, yeah, that's
fair.
Because
he was a stoner.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that kind of stoner.
Ew,
the
I don't...
The bad kind.
Yeah. No shade.
Oh, there is shade.
Uh-oh.
Lots of shade in this show.
Oh, damn. I give it a 6. I don't like it. I think I should give it even lower, just because...
Which one
I'm
is this?
I'm so disappointed. No candle, no light. Might give it a 5.
This is another 2.
A 2! Is it the disappointment?
It's not the disappointment.
This is the electronic music.
No, it's not the electronic music either. There's literally no effort.
Wow.
There is no effort.
You heard it here, folks.
It's true. Do you listen, like, listen to the lyrics?
Yeah.
The lyrics are bad. Half the music is... And I'm like, oh, stop.
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
Okay, I'll give it a 5 or a 6, but...
It's a 2 for me. I know, Nicki, if it wasn't for you, it would have been... I respect Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know this is the fact that even without her being, like, the main thing, you know? I feel like she was just a name.
Yeah, that's fair.
And, like, creatively, she didn't do as much.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm like, eh.
But it's not like the song even got popular, so...
Yeah, true.
The next song is There You Are. We were just talking about this before. It did grow on me. And I do like it. I do like it more than I expected to. I would say it is one of the basic ones.
Hey.
But it's somehow good at the same time.
Hey, it's not basic. Okay, there's a difference when you're being basic, but you're being honest. When you're being basic, you know?
Yeah.
I can feel it in the song. He's like, yeah, I'm having a good time. I mean every word I say. And it's nice. It's nice to hear that. And it's like, it makes...
Oh, yeah. This no, is what there I mean. Is more passion. I see what you mean.
And there's like more... He's put more like a twist of his yeah. personality okay, in the song. Yeah,
I do
so I'm like,
that.
Yeah, okay. I'm vibing. Zany. Mm-hmm. I'm proud.
Exactly.
You tried.
So the next song is If I Got You. And... What do you think of this song, actually? Because, like...
I haven't spoken about it much, have I?
No. And didn't you say you liked this one?
A little bit. I just like the... I like his singing. I like that he's put no effort. He's just like,
you like
hey,
it.
I'm going to extend a word for hours together, but it's going to sound nice because I can sing well.
Extend a word. Do you mean where he goes, you, ooh, ooh, ooh,
yeah.
ooh, 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 ooh. You're right. He does extend a word.
He just extends the word and he's just like, I'm flexing. I can sing just one word and make it sound nice. I'm gonna be that Capricorn bitch and just ooze charm and then it's going to work. And I'm buying it.
Did you?
I'm buying it.
Oh my God. You're buying it?
I'm buying it. But it's a 7. It's a 7 because it's basic. The lyrics yeah. are basic.
Yeah. I put 6, which is higher than I thought I put, but like, I'll take it. I'll listen to it again. I don't know. I don't really know my opinion other than basic, but...
It is basic, but I still give it a 7.
Something must make me like it.
Because this
maybe
is...
Maybe it's a you, ooh,
it's,
ooh,
it's catchy.
Yeah.
And it's also like, Zane's having a good time.
Yeah, yeah. I like how you can tell on some that he's having a good time. Having... Others, you're like, no. Actually, no. To be honest... Listen to Fresh Air. Tell me if Zane's having a good time.
Zane's like, what the fuck is going on? Okay, moving on.
Moving on. Fingers.
This is the one where we
this
have
is controversial.
Stark opinions.
Yeah, and to be honest on this one, it does not seem like Zane's having a good time.
Yeah, but...
That's just my opinion.
It's true.
It's just him mumbling.
Oh yeah, he's not at all enunciating.
It's a basic trap beat. There's no energy. And it makes me just hate it. Not hate it, but, like, I just don't like it.
Okay, there are some songs, right?
Yeah.
Remember the song I was talking about where he could have used the songs from a different song with this lyrics and it would have been more sexy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, honestly...
These lyrics?
What are these lyrics?
You like them?
They're diamonds. They're diamonds in the rough.
What is your favorite lyric?
I like it. I just like it. Because my fingers ain't working, but my heart is. If you want to let me know where you're hiding. I relate.
Interesting.
I relate.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's cute. He's just, he's being a Capricorn. He's just like, hey, I'm not going to put in the extra effort. Just come in when you want to, and I'm not going to force that shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a Capricorn King moment.
Like, but I better listen to this song more, because, like, I can't even hear what he's saying, to be honest.
He is mumbling. That's the thing. It's just the lyrics that does it for me.
I'm giving this a 5. Or lower. 5 or, like, 4.5.
This is an 8 for me.
Oh, my God.
This is an 8. The song is an 8.
I don't even know
I can't, like, the music is shit, but, like, the lyrics are diamond. I'm not joking.
That's fair. That's fair. Honestly, if you have personal connections, to be honest.
I do. Yeah, yeah. I think it's just because I relate on another level. And I'm like, oh, my Capricorn moon is just like flying here. Or my Scorpio Mars. I don't know. Whichever
one. Yeah, yeah. Whichever one. Okay. I understand. It's,
I feel it in the bone.
I don't feel the energy.
Definitely, he's just like, I wanted to do something with this song, but now I don't have the energy to, like, create musical.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, we can tell it's that vibe again.
It's like, no, I won't put effort into music, but the lyrics are great. That'll help sail through. And it is, for me.
Yeah.
But it didn't cut it for you.
Oh, here's one. It's Tonight.
I think it's basic, but still decent.
Kimmy.
I really like it.
Kimmy. I just need to pull up the lyrics, because I have some shit to say.
You have some shit to say? Okay. I'm just going to put it out there. I gave it a 7. I don't hate it. I don't absolutely love it. It's still better than the more basic ones, and I think it does have more passion than the basic ones. What do you have to say?
It's basic.
Yes!
It's basic.
Yeah.
And I don't expect this out of Zayn.
Uh-huh.
He's had better romantic songs.
Yeah, you're right, you're right.
So this is like a 5.
Whoa, harsh. I thought you liked this one a bit more.
I do, it does grow on me, but it's just like, it doesn't captivate me. I don't linger like I do with other ones.
That's fair, that's fair.
You know what I mean? Because it's nice, but what are you trying to say? Yeah. Cheating?
Yeah. Ooh.
Like.
Controversial.
I'm not okay with that.
I'm just trying to find the next one that we haven't done. Insomnia. Oh my god, I can't find no peace. What the hell? Oh wait, we found out the lyric is I can't find the peace, which kind of makes it worse for me.
It does. And also, what is Zayn's problem with speaking properly? Yeah. It's so hard.
I really like Insomnia though.
That's a 10 for me, because I relate.
I am a big fan of Insomnia.
For personal reasons. Insomnia, legendary moment.
It pops off. I'm trying to see what my rating is for it. But when I close my eyes, I feel it all again. It grew on me. It definitely grew on me, because at first I kind of dismissed it. I went, what, whatever. But I just love the vibe. It's like this dark. It's like a spooky vibe. Ookie spooky.
Is it?
I think so, because I feel like the maybe witches, my emo the self witches is are living. Out. Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, because I relate to this song so much, and I'm like, yes, this is 10. This is a 10.
I would give it a 9. So the next song that came up is Stand Still.
The video?
Oh, yeah. Is that the one that's all trippy? Oh, yes. Watch the video.
The song by itself is not...
It's so good. It's so good, though.
I love it, but...
The video makes it better. Yeah, that's fair.
I swear to God, if you have never heard it before, please listen to it through the video. That should be your introduction. Otherwise, you're missing out. And also... Oh,
totally.
Also, Move I Will to You, Stand Still.
Yeah.
I will move to you.
And
nature. And it feels so perfectly.
Time stand still.
Like.
Move I will.
This is literally how I feel when I'm in nature. And I love that he was able to like. Capture that.
Yeah.
And I was like. King moment.
Yes. I gave it a 9.
That's a 10. Yeah. Dance Dance it was a 10.
I think this might be the last one. Yeah, it is.
Are we almost done?
We're done.
Oh my god, this is kind of sex bomb.
We actually did it.
Which is the last one. We got a few.
That was the last one.
Oh, that was the last one.
Yeah.
Oh, Stand Still, we ended on Stand Still.
Which is a good one because...
What a good one to end on. Mm-hmm.
Overall thoughts?
This is a good album.
It is. I know we wrecked it to bits sometimes, certain songs.
You get really, really, really low lows, and then you get really, really high highs. So
yeah.
If you're in for the roller coaster, I recommend it.
And this album has a lot of songs, so of course it was bound to be a mixed bag. I don't blame him. Overall, I would give this album in general an 8. Just overall, based off what this mixed bag has given us.
I feel like it'll be lower if I do my average.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it would be lower, so especially if you did yours. Cause like,
yeah, 7-6.
If you did the average.
But just the feel of the album and overall experience, I would give it like a solid 9 for me.
Oh, yeah. That's
fair. I have so many. I'm like, yeah. The highs are so good. You're like, eh, it's okay. You can
it makes up for around. It. I do think that some of the really good songs make up for
the shitty one.
Certain things.
I know you shouldn't be giving so much of a pass to your artist, but he's my boy. And at the end of the day, I do love him, and it is Capricorn season. You gotta do this, man.
Yeah, and I like Zayn. I'm excited for his new album. I'm not sure when that's coming out or what the tea is on that.
But Better
is such a good song.
Straight 10 out of 10.
Straight 10 out of 10. Stream Better. Like, I think he needs to keep going along that path.
Yeah.
And hopefully his album will be good.
I know it's just his face in a decent house.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's
with the good view.
In the video.
Yeah. But it's nice. His head is nice. He looks cute.
True.
He looks
absolutely.
He looks like a boy. My boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Capricorn King. We're done with you. And we'll be moving on to another Capricorn King this month. Stay tuned. It'll be out. I'll make it work. But yeah, thank you for tuning in to Media Munchies. And thank you for being here with me.
Thank you for letting me be here with you, broski.
Of course, because this is, honestly, we're the Media Munchies team. We're the team. Even when you're not in the podcast.
This is Logan's brainchild. I have no claim.
No. Listen, she makes all the covers for
it. Oh my God, please stop.
And they always look so good.
I'm sure you can find literally anybody else to do it.
No.
It's fine.
No. It's your vision and you do it so well.
Oh my God.
But yeah, it's always best when you're the guest. Done. It rhymes, so it must be true.
Thank you, I guess. I'm not good with compliments. This is putting me on spot.
Capricorn season. Capricorn moon. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for having me. This was so much fun.
No problem. And we'll see you next time on Media Munchies Podcast.
We outie!